58. What was that SNL thing this weekend? Oh, with the Melissa McCarthy. Or The Voice. Yeah. With
I picked CeeLo. He's not even a judge anymore. I was in and out of consciousness during SNL this week.
Because you watched it live. What time did it come on live? 11:30?
11:35. So I was watching and like falling asleep and like waking up and seeing bits and pieces. And then I was telling Katie that I watched it. She's like, we do not watch that on Saturday.
Watch it on
We're
Sunday.
We're old, exactly. And we didn't end up watching it. So she lost out.
She missed out. Should've I bet she's super sad about
that,
too.
She was super sad about it. She's so, and I'm sad because, listen to this, the thing she just did. She's awake now. I know this because she's just on Facebook.
Okay.
Updated her profile picture.
All right.
Cut me out of a picture. She cropped me out. It was a picture of us. It was taken Friday. We were outside. We were having a great day. We were at the zoo. We were playing and smiling and hiking on the forest trail. And she had Haley take our picture. She cropped me right out. It's just her. It's her standing on the trail. You can see my shoulder. Cropped me out of her profile picture.
Does it hurt
seconds
your feelings?
Seconds ago.
That's awesome.
Seconds ago. I was cropped from her life. It's horrible. Cropped
me right
out. I
don't know if I would find that as funny if it was anybody else who got cropped out of a photo, but you getting cropped out of your wife's picture of you two makes me laugh a little
bit. Let's say that Dan is updating his profile picture, and you see that you have been cropped out of it, and that's just him, and you know that you are the person standing right next to him. Does that make you a little sad?
I don't
a little mad?
Think so.
You're fine with
know.
It. You're like, hey, it's
fine.
A great picture. It was a great picture of us. Right. A good picture of her. Apparently a better picture of just her. But she cropped me out of the picture.
Well, it is her Facebook page.
That's true.
So maybe she just was looking for a very good picture of herself and it happened to have you in it. So she had to delete.
She had to crop me right out of it.
Her better half out of there.
She had to take me out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that'd be a deal breaker with you and Mike.
Oh,
though,
man.
Amanda,
I bet you would be so mad. You would be.
Well, once in a while, Mike will put something like a really, like John Cena from WWE as his profile picture.
Yeah, he loves him, right?
Well, it's, I don't know, it's so annoying because it's like, that's not you.
Right. Well,
you're not John Cena.
Okay, but let's say that you guys took a great picture together. You are feeling great about it, and then you notice on Facebook, he has just cropped himself out and made that his profile picture.
Yep,
you'd be livid. You'd be super mad.
Say, I don't even care what you answer right now because we all know the truth, Amanda Rue.
Well, that's why I'm telling the truth.
Good
because
girl.
Honestly, I'd be mad.
But a lot of people, you mentioned John Cena, but a lot of people don't have pictures of themselves as their profile
My profile that's picture true. Is not me.
No.
Same thing. But I would, if I took a picture of me and Katie, I think I would use the two of us. Right?
Curtis, are your feelings actually hurt?
I mean, I think, yeah.
They're a little hurt.
I think that, and I think I'm with Amanda here. It's something bad. I think you were just so secure in yourself.
Oh my gosh.
That you wouldn't bother you. But
Curtis,
I think it bothered some of us.
Really?
7708957. You find out 8 in the morning that your wife has updated her profile picture on Facebook and cropped you out. It's just her.
I don't know why it's so funny to me. I find it funny.
Like, I'm gone. I'm out of this picture. And I'm standing right next to her in the picture. I know it. I'm the only one who knows
it. Is your hand still there? Like, did you
see my shoulder a little bit?
Yikes. So she didn't do a very good job cropping you out.
Well, because we were so close. We're lovers in love. Seriously.
That sucks.
When Haley took the photo, instead of saying cheese, what do you think she had to say?
Say Haley's the best daughter I have.
Dirty butt.
Dirty butt.
So we did dirty butt. We got our picture taken. It was a good one.
Dirty
cropped
butt.
Me out of it this morning. If it would bother you as much as it bothers me and Amanda to be cropped out of a photo, we'd like to hear from you. 7708957. Connie thinks I'm just being a little petty.
No, I have a hard time believing that it's really bothering you.
Bothers me.
Makes me sad. Would it bother you, Adam?
I am so disappointed in Curtis right now.
Are you saying it should not bother me?
Oh, no, it shouldn't bother you to the point that you shouldn't even care. Do you know how many times this happens all the time? Are you serious right now?
I'm serious. Does this actually
Adam,
does this happen?
I agree with Adam.
Stand up, go to the bathroom, and check that you're still a man. And are you serious right now?
I mean, I am. I can't believe that you don't know that I'm serious.
I can't believe you. Like, I choose not to believe you because I'm so disappointed in you as a person, as a man. as a adult that has like 35 kids, you should be beyond this by now.
35 kids.
So you're saying that this would not bother you if this happened in your life?
No, it shouldn't even be on the top 300 things to be concerned about.
Okay, and that's because I'm a man. It's unmanly to have feelings. Is that what you're saying, Adam?
Yeah.
It's unmanly to have feelings about this subject. Okay. I got caught out of her picture. She doesn't love me anymore.
See?
It doesn't matter that we're married with kids and all that. You should be beyond this. This is like an early 20s thing.
Okay, Curtis. Should I? Okay, so
Adam just called you out.
Let's say that I let that slide, okay? I'm fine with being cropped out of the photo. What do I say then to the 25 of her friends who have now liked the photo in the last 3 minutes that it has been up?
Yes, because they like the photo of her.
They don't even know that you were in that photo.
They don't even know that you were cropped out of it until you got on the phone crying about it.
I'm not on the phone. You are on the phone.
You're on the phone with me right now, so yes, you're on the phone.
I didn't call you, Adam. I went later today. I would like to call you, and we could talk this out. Like maybe we could have some coffee or something.
Adam, I love you, and I agree with you. I don't think you're really
surprised. So this is not manly. This is not a manly thing.
No.
Just no.
No, I should not care.
It's not a adult thing. This is an early 20s thing. This is what you hear teenagers and first relationship people whine about.
Okay. Amanda.
Why did you take me out of the picture? Do you not love me anymore? I'm too insecure.
Okay, so this is something that you would expect from Amanda, and you're shocked that I have the same feeling.
Honestly, yes.
Okay.
All right, Adam. Thank you.
Well, I just wonder why she cropped me out.
770-8957.
Great picture of us.
Yep.
Taken Friday. We're at the zoo. We're walking around. She just minutes ago cropped me out of the photo for her profile picture.
Now, Amanda said she would be upset by that. Jury's still out on whether or not Curtis is really upset by that. Cheryl, would you be upset by it?
One, no, and I'm just calling Curtis to remind him of the other mornings that we've talked, that he doesn't want to hold her hand.
Right.
He's complaining about sex. And I'm telling you, you're a big baby, and...
Wow.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though, Cheryl.
You hold her hand more.
I was trying to do that in this photo. Like, that was the point of this photo.
Wait a minute.
Here I am. I'm being nice to you. I'm trying to show...
No. Are you just into public appearances?
No, I am not. No, I was thinking,
but
though.
You
I was
won't
conscious
hold her
of the,
hand at home.
I was conscious of the fact that I maybe am not the nicest husband. So I was happy to take a photo with her.
It's rare.
It's rare. And then she cropped me out.
Shows you what she thinks about you.
Get over yourself.
It's hard. It's hard to do. Okay.
I know. I've been listening for months, and I know.
Oh, see, so you agree,
Cheryl,
that she should be happy to post a photo of the two of us on her page then?
No. You're just a little resentful because when you want to apply the affection, it doesn't work because you don't apply it all the time.
Okay. It's not consistency.
So she has chopped me out to teach me a lesson.
I don't even think that was in her realm of thinking.
She has no idea.
I don't think
it's
so
her
either.
Facebook page, right?
No.
It is, yeah.
She was like, this is a great picture of me. I haven't seen a great picture of me like this in a long time. Dink. Well, after a little bit of editing.
What do you say?
It has nothing to do with you.
Okay. Because my shoulder is still in it, and she did not tag my shoulder. Should I tag my shoulder?
You should tag it.
Start working out.
Then I would have bigger shoulders.
Please go tag your shoulder.
My shoulder in the picture.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Can you tag other people's pictures?
Yes.
I should tag.
Oh, Curtis, totally tag your shoulder.
I should tag myself in the profile picture just to show that
I am there. Yeah. Mackenzie, what do you think? Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
How are you?
I have a feeling you're about to take Connie and everyone else's side.
You know I am.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. The thing about social media and Facebook, you know, it's a single person. It's their web page, you know, and that's why if she cropped you out and made it her profile picture, it's her profile picture. Only thing with Facebook, only when you need to become concerned is when her relationship status changed.
When she's single or she's dating.
It's complicated.
She goes, it's complicated. And then that's a problem.
Right.
Now, Mackenzie, what about the combination of it's complicated and him getting cropped out? Yeah.
Okay, now that's when you need to draw the red flag out.
Okay. But right now it's just getting cropped out of a picture. There's no reason for concern.
Not at all.
Okay. So it wouldn't bother you.
There isn't one person.
No.
Okay, here's what I find surprising, Mackenzie. Now, Mackenzie, let's think about this for a minute. You know how women are. Supposedly, no women are bothered by this other than Amanda. I find that hard to believe.
So you're saying that you agree with Adam and Mackenzie then that this is not manly. I'm exhibiting traits of a woman.
As far as you are concerned, it's not something that I truly believe in my heart really bothers you.
Okay. Right, just like Adam said at first, you know, this is, Curtis, you've been married for, you know, I don't know how long.
13 years.
A pretty long time. Yeah. You know, this is something that you should not be concerned about. Now, on Amanda's end, yes, because, you know, she's coming around to, you know, relationship to start dating and get into long-term relationships and stuff like that. So that should be something that she should be concerned about at her early stages in, you know,
okay,
her relationship.
So mm-hmm. I need to grow up.
Man up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to man up.
Well, you know what? I saw it.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Here I am sharing real feelings and just being mocked for it.
Aw, we don't mean to mock you.
You know, I'm trying to let you know what bothers me and talk it out with you, my friends, and it's not working out. I'm being mocked.
You need the therapy music? Here it is.
So there's a picture of us. She cut me out of it, made it a profile picture.
Let's see if we can find one woman.
Now I'm being told I'm not very manly.
Okay.
Let's find a man.
Let's find one man who would also be upset. I don't really believe you're upset.
7708957. You need to come to my rescue here.
One man.
Adam and Mackenzie say, I'm not a man. Cheryl says, well, if you were a better husband, she wouldn't have cropped you out.
Who's this on the phone?
Hey, this is Adam again.
Hey, Adam again. Have you changed your mind?
No, I just want to call back real quick to say, yes, I am mocking you.
I know. No, I know. I know.
Right. Well, I got to go now. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye, Adam.